Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
hour. And we gather 100 books. Tonight is Sir Isaac Hayes. Sir Isaac Hayes, back in the 80s and 90s, by the time I get to Phoenix, Jeff, close to you, everything, do your thing, can't say goodbye. That made him famous. 2 hours of Isaac Hayes on the Music Box Hour. As always, we begin the show with the theme song by Jeff Onyx in honor of the Mystery Man on WCLM 1450. The heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Let's get the party started. Isaac Hayes.
I'm talking about the power of love now. I'm going to tell you what love can do. You know when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. Oh, come on. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached the age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there to this young girl. Then the inevitable came engaged and they were married. Oh, the power of love was upon them. But you see, girls, I don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so he could see no wrong, no. He spent his last dime on the woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. And she tipped out on him too. She ain't nobody gonna believe what you tell him, no way. Fool. Oh yeah, girls, you do like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick. He had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Oh, it hurt him so bad. He said, baby, mama, why? That's all he could say. But she said, oh, gone fool, you doing it. But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse she could give him. He said, mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm going to leave you. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was going to straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills, too. But that was just a sham. Because he found it again and again. And 7 times he left this woman. And 7 times he came back. And he had taken all that he could stand. And the 8th time that this went down, he said, Mom, I got to go. He said, I'm leaving my heart right here. And he was going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road, the tears in his eyes. He could barely see the sign that read on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, and she'll find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time I make my recruity, she'll be working and she'll probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet goodbye a call. Oh, she'll hear the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. And by the time I get to Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Just to think I would really leave. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer. Baby,
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just find me, for they long to be so very close to you. Oh, why do stars
just find me all the time. I'm going to go back. Because a black man's plight in the United States was kept together, some degree, music, a great degree, I'll say, of music. Because that was the only way they could communicate with the Almighty at one time. That's the only thing that they could do that was not forbidden. And I can remember when I was a kid, we used to sit on a porch, summer evening after a hard day's work, chopping and picking cotton. My granddaddy used to sing a song. And we all are a blessed people. And there's someone that's watching over us. It's led us thus far and will take us on. And it's a simple title, but yet it's a strong one. You see, because if the Almighty can watch something that appears to most of us as insignificant as a little sparrow, well, you know that he watches us. Why should I feel discouraged? Tell me why should the shadow
I know.
know that I know that I know. You can't tell me I don't know. I know that he watches me.
In
Each other about 10 months. Yeah, I think it's yeah. Mm-hmm. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh, congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? Real proud to have someone like you. Oh yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is, well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months, and I've been carrying it around with me, and it's getting heavier and heavier every day, and you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything, because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let feel on you. But dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood in a way. See, we had quite a big family. We weren't, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, 10 commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal. Don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did a, you know, a few little things like shoot hook. I guess every kid is shoot hook, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know, try to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime, according to the court of love, if there is such a court. But you know, sometimes you are forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know, and you can fall. And the more you, something's like being in quicksand too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I ain't gonna take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town, and I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind. But you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, stand accused of loving you too much, and I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you, you, you.
I'm a victim of circumstance, and just one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand, and I'm shouting out. All over the land, everybody, I'm guilty of loving you. I'm guilty of loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty. But what can I do? I wanna hold you. I wanna squeeze you tight. But what might say? She belongs to another and that ain't right. I didn't ask to fall in love with you. I just can't help myself, and now I'm strung out. Don't know what to do, no. I'm guilty of loving you. Oh yeah.
What to do, all I've had to into your sexy eyes, baby. Your love's refreshing, it's good to me, baby. There's no other place I'd rather be, baby. What a way to start each day. Everything I think I want just comes my way. You're my joy, you're everything to me, and you show me how through a life can be lips to lips, heart to heart, in a way that we're ever apart.
You couldn't have nailed it better had you knocked it in with a ball. Because that's exactly right. I'm serious. Isaac Hayes went through some shit. We don't know what, but we know he went through some shit. He was the definite opposite of Barry White. When Barry White sung or even the titles of his songs told you what was going on. Can't get enough of your love, baby. You turn my life around. It's ecstasy when you're next to me. What's Ike doing?
Stand to you.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to laugh. I know. The brother was begging. That's right. That's begging. But if we add up all of the minutes for the songs that he turned into symphonies, there'd probably be about an hour of real music. But with Ike's symphony and arranging mastery, it would be probably over 5 hours, you know, because Ike knew how to work a string. I mean, I'm telling you, he knew how to pick it.
So
yeah.
Never again, say goodbye.
Michael Jackson's like, and that's a short one. That's a short one, G. That's like 5.5 minutes. You know, you do something like Going in Circles, which he took to 8 minutes. It made me remind myself about how great he was and the poster that I had on my wall, which was Ike in full effect, and the album cover said on the inside, "Butter Your Soul with the Movement that is to be continued by Black Moses." His first 4 albums, and he was, you know, dressed in clothing to simulate the vibe, and it was very effective. I mean, Ike not only was Black Moses, he resurrected Stax Records. Because after the death of Otis Redding,
I'm going to tell you something. Black Moses album. Oh, Lord.
That's exactly right. I bought it. Seriously, very few records I buy sight unseen or ear unseen. As soon as I saw that shit, G, I bought that bad boy. You right. I got that bad boy immediately.
That's real.
So
that's real.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can't forget the fact that Ike gave us that moment that, you know what, every time Tony McLean, our brother, talks about it, it gets me tight in the chest because he's so right. The first 45 seconds of Shaft, when he's walking and you can hear the guitar and the wah-wah pedal working and all the other stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's powerful. It's powerful. It's like, that's us. That ain't nobody else but us. You know, you can't fuck with it. You can't say it's some European credit. No, that's us. And that is what I loved about Isaac Hayes so much.
And you know, I never bought a record, an album on the cover. Only other group I did that with.
Yep.
What was the Ohio Players? That's it.
Yeah, honey. I know why, too. Well, the Ohio Players were known for their covers. There's no doubt about that. But seriously, Isaac Hayes was truly one of a kind. And he gave us so much more when Stax allowed him to take the lead.
He saved
Stax, and he opened it up for everybody else. That's the beauty. You know, the Watch Stax movie that they did, it was kind of like coronating Isaac Hayes as he came into the stadium and whatnot in the persona of Black Moses. And he said that wasn't him. He wasn't trying to emulate any deity or anything like that. But it was what was needed at that time. And it made everything right for Stax. It allowed Stax to expand. And
yes, sir.
Everybody benefited from it. You know, we do to this day.
So what you got cooking for that, brother?
We got a good old-fashioned music therapy mind stream for you. You know, because now it's summertime. The days are longer. We like that part. And sometimes the nights are even groovier. So as we come into the first trimester of summer, we're going to give you a little something to pat your feet on. And then I want everybody to just grab something cool, kick back, relax, and enjoy it as we're going to sip our way on into the night.
All right. Thank you, brother. I said before, the Never Again Say Goodbye record will never be the same for me, because if I heard Isaac Hayes do it, I said, oh, no.
No doubt. See you later.
Okay, bye.
I can't see. just don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything planning for everything for two. And now that we're through, what to do with my time? I'm so lonesome for you, baby, till it's a crime. Going to a movie, oh, it only makes me sad. Every party I go to, oh, I feel twice as bad. When like a summer rose, neither sun and the rain, oh yeah. I need your sweet love to ease all of this pain. I just don't know what to do myself. I don't know just what to do with myself. Baby, if your new love ever turns you down, come on back. I'll still be around, just waiting. Half a man.
pictures from my wall. And I replaced them both large and small. And each new day, nothing, for nothing takes the place of you. I read your letters, oh, one by one, and I still love you when it's all.
Take inventory. Shit out of here. Oh, what's wrong? You crying? Oh, you folks been on your back again, huh? Man, this stuff is getting ridiculous. What was it this time? again, huh? And why don't they leave us alone? Well, so they cut off your allowance too, huh? Well, I can't tell you to stop crying because I know you're hurt. I know it's hard for them to understand that two people like us can love each other. They seem to forget once upon a time they were young and they had to fall in love too. Well, come on, stop crying now. There's something else I got to tell you, and I got my greetings the other day. Well, I got my papers from Uncle Sam. And I went down, I got to go about another 2 weeks. But like, wherever I go, always remember that I love you. And there'll be no one else but you. And I'll be back. Some way I'll be back. And like, I don't have any doubt about you being true to me. Cause like right now it seems like the whole world is against us. is gonna come. Oh yeah. Yes, we have everything. Share the joy. It's the joy that falling in love can bring.
We'll be right back.
your dick. That's a sexy machine to all the cheeks. You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? The cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about. Right on. You see, this cat chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Sheriff?
Yeah, we can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Jack.
Tonight, again. Let's take a lover's vow and seal this thing with a kiss. Well, I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I've waited, waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, don't ever go. can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you now that I have found you. Don't go.
just can't get over losing you. So if I seem broken in two, please walk on by. Walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave me when you said goodbye. Oh, mama, walk. See the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. Please, oh, walk on.
Walk on by. Oh, mama, mama. Walk on by.
you from Saturday. And of course, Sunday Raw. Stir fry on Wednesday. Back in the house, Saturday afternoon. 1 o'clock. After the Sunday Raw. Now we move over to Brother Ingram. And the Mind Stream. Sunday Raw. Hope you enjoy your drinks. Rest of your weekend. See you tomorrow night at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 in the East, with Jeremy Gold, part 2, sports show right on the weekend. We got some new news cover on Saturday, so we do it by day. Have a good night. Go over to see Michael at 6 o'clock. 2-3 Radio and Raw.